We have the great Tzchus this Shabbos to read Parshas Re'eh. A special Shabbos, every Shabbos, of course, is beautiful and special, but of course we also know this Shabbos is Mevarchim Elul. We're about to welcome in the month of Elul, a month of incredible Anila Do Diva Do Dili, a month of incredible connection, a month of incredible introspection, and a month in which we begin to prepare ourselves for Yomim Noraim. So we need look no further than the opening pasuk of this week's parasha to be able to find a beautiful, uplifting, inspirational message. The pasuk says, Re'e anochi nosin lifnechem hayom, bracha uklala. See, I place before you today, bracha and the klala, a blessing and the curse. And the pasuk, the Torah essentially goes on to explain that the bracha, whether the bracha is the ability to fulfill mitzvos, or whether the bracha is the blessing that comes in the event that someone performs the mitzvos. In other words, the mefarshim are split. Is the bracha, is the blessing, the mitzvah itself? Or is the bracha some associated reward that comes as a result of the performance of the mitzvos? But whichever way, in other words, both are obviously correct, lending themselves to different interpretations. But the mefarshim also pick up on something very interesting. The mefarshim pick up on the idea, from a syntax perspective, it should have just said, re'ei, Ani nosein lifnechem hayom. See I, the I referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see that I have placed before you today a blessing and a curse. Why does the pasuk use the lashon of anochi? Now, from an English perspective, both translate as I, referring to God. But from a Hebrew grammatical perspective, the Mefarshim point out, it would have been better for the pasuk to say re'e ani. See, I, God, have placed before you today this bracha and this call, this blessing and this curse. Why the lashon of anochi? And the Balaturim says something absolutely amazing. The Balaturim says, Re'ei anochi sheba aseres hadibros. So amazing enough, the Balaturim says that the anochi in this week's parsha, the Re'ei anochi, refers to the anochi of the aseres hadibros, the Ten Commandments. What's the anochi of the aseres hadibros? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzeisicha Me'eretz Yisrael, the first of the Ten Commandments, I am Hashem, your God. Therefore, says the Baal HaTurim, the Re'ei Anochi over here is supposed to be a reference back to the Re'ei Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to ultimately, again, the first of the Aseres HaDibros. So, the problem is the Baal HaTurim stops with that. He says, okay, Torah purposely uses the Lashon of Anochi over here to connect Parshas Re'ei with the first of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But what's the connection between the Re'ei Anochi and ultimately the Anochi of Aseres HaDibros? So there's a beautiful and magnificent idea by the Divrei Chaim, the Rebbe of Sanz, the Sanz Rav, and he says the following. He says, Sheyesh Shnei Bechinos Be'emunas Habori Baruch Hu. There are two different forms of emuna, of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyesh Echad Ha'ma'amin Mikoach Tzivoy HaTorah Kedosha La'amin Be'elokei Yisrael. So there is people who have emuna. Why do I have emuna? Because there is a command to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah. Torah commands me that I have to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. So there are some who believe in God simply because there is a command to do so. V'yish asher in tzarech le'emuna. Ki ro'a ayin ba'ayin b'ri'iyo chushis hashkachas habori baruch hu. So there are others, says the Sanzerov, who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu not because the Torah commands me to, but because they see with their own eyes, Hashgacha Pratis. They see with their own eyes divine providence. They see with their own eyes the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. This individual doesn't have to be commanded to believe in God because he sees God. He experiences God. He perceives the Ribono Shel Olam in anything and everything he does. And I say, Sanzirav, Ubechina Zu, Yoser Gidola Mebechina Haniskalael. Now, obviously, it's an incredible accomplishment to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because one is commanded to do so. But it is even greater to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because you're commanded to do so, but because you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and anything and everything in life. You see the Ribono Shel Olam, you see the Hashgacha Pratis, you see the Divine Providence in all the different scenarios and situations, big and small, within this world. Therefore says the Rebbe, V'zeu sha'amar re'e anochi. So says the Sanzerav something amazing. This is the meaning of the Balaturin. Hainu shebe'inecha Tira bechush es ha'anochi Hashem Elokecha sheba aseres hadibros. Val tamin bo. Rak yihye nira lefanecha asher Hashem hu Elokim. So says the Sanzer of something amazing. This is the meaning of the Balaturim. The Balaturim says that in life, the goal is re'ei anochi. Re'ei anochi. The anochi refers to anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. The first of the Ten Commandments, which commands us essentially to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first of the Ten Commandments. The first of the Aseret HaDibros is anochi Hashem Elokecha. Remember, the Mefarshim are all bothered by the first of the Ten Commandments doesn't seem to be a command. It seems to be a statement. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Yisrael. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. So what's the mitzvah? What's the commandment? The commandment is to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first of the Ten Commandments is you have to believe in God, which makes sense. Because if I don't believe in God, then the rest of the commandments are meaningless. So the first of the Aseret HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Balaturim, according to the Sanzer Rav, that the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us now even a more profound lesson. Re'ei Anochi. Don't just believe in God, because I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commanded you to believe in me, but rather, Re'ei Anochi. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See God in everything. And if you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, then you'll come to believe in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Not because we are commanded to do so, but because a person perceives the Ribono Shel Olam in every situation, in every matzav, big and small. Says the Sanzer Rav, that's the meaning. Re'ei Anochi. We often believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're commanded to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, that's an incredible accomplishment in and of itself. But even higher than that is the ability not to believe just because I'm obligated to believe. To believe, to accept Anochi, because Re'ei Anochi. I see the Ribono Shel Olam in my life. I see the Ribono Shel Olam in my circumstances. I see the Ribono Shel Olam, I see the Hashkachas Hashem, Divine Providence, in every single situation, big and small. That's the Torah Kedoshah is coming to teach us. Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Don't just believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you have to, because it's legislated. But Re'ei, see the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, see the Ribono Shel Olam, believe in Him because you see Him. So you'll ask yourself, so how does one accomplish that? So I think what the Sanzer Rav is teaching us is an incredible yisod. When we experience life, all we need to do is take a step back and say, how can I see the Ribono Shel Olam in this? A person sees a beautiful sunrise. A person sees beautiful mountains. A person sees their child, Baruch Hashem, healthy. A person is able to flex their fingers. A person feels their heart beating within their chest. We all marvel at all of these seemingly everyday, mundane events. But if you take a step back and you say to yourself, when I have the ability to move my fingers without even thinking about it, the Ribono Shel Olam is in that. When I hear the sounds of my child playing, there's the Ribono Shel Olam in that. When my eyes are able to see a beautiful ocean or a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful mountain, I see the Ribono Shel Olam in all of that. When you begin to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything in life, then you begin to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because that emuna is legislated, but that is a re'ei emuna. When you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, then by definition you begin to believe in Him, not because the Torah commands me to, but because how could I not? I see my God, I see my Father in anything and everything in this world. And I think that this is an exceptional message, ultimately again for Chodesh Elul. Because you know, before we get to Chodesh Elul, this is the opening halacha of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I place God before me at all times. How does one place God before them at all times? So it's by actively looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every circumstance in life. If I look for God in my circumstances, then I will in fact see the Ribono Shel Olam in anything and everything. And when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything and in anything and everything, it creates what the Baal HaTanya calls a God awareness. And when a person lives life with a God awareness, when I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, then God is with me always. And when God is with me always, that shapes the way I live. It shapes the way I talk. It shapes the way I behave. It shapes all of my interactions. And in fact, this message is important all the time, but on the more so for Chodesh Elul. Because B'Shat Tovu Metzlachas, in just a few days in Chodesh Elul, we're going to begin to say L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi every single morning. And again, I quoted this pasuk last week, but I'll quote it again. Now, Achos Sha'alti Ne'is Hashem O Savakesh. David Hashem, I have one request from you. What is it? Shifti Beveis Hashem Koy Mechai. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord. Very beautiful. But listen to the next phrase. Lachzos Binoam Hashem. I want to see the beautiful, pleasing countenance, the pleasantness of the Ribono Shel Olam. What does that mean? Lachzos Binoam Hashem. What that means, David HaMelech is saying, Ribono Shel Olam, give me the proper vision to be able to see you in everything. Give me the ability to live a re'eh life. Give me the ability to see you in my personal circumstances, in my life circumstances. Give me the ability to see you in times of good and in times of difficulty. Give me the ability to see you in every single situation in life. Because when the Yid sees the Ribon Shel Olam, when the Jew sees God in every single circumstance, my dear friends, what a holy and exalted life that becomes. When I see Lachzos Binoam Hashem, when I try to see the Ribono Shel Olam in everything, then by definition, I'm Lachzos Binoam Hashem, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Summit, and life just becomes dramatically different. As we enter into Chodesh Elul, we all believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sometimes the belief that we have is a legislated belief. Sometimes it's just, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm a good Jew, I want to keep the mitzvos. The first mitzvos, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course I'm going to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps one of the things we could try to work on over this Chodesh Elul is to transition from simply becoming Anochi Jews to being Re'ei Anochi Jews. To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not simply because we have to, but because it's natural given the fact that I see Him in anything and everything. Maybe be zocha mirtz Hashem to a Shabbos of lachzos b'noam Hashem. Maybe be zocha mirtz Hashem to a Shabbos in the coming month where we get to see the beautiful countenance, the beautiful pleasantness of the Ribono Shel Olam. Maybe be zocha mirtz Hashem to have a month and to have a life of shivisi Hashem l'negdi summit. Maybe be zocha to reach the level of the sons of Rav, to live lives not just of Anochi, Ba'at abat of re'ei anochi. May we be zocha meretz Hashem to see the Ribono Shel Olam, to feel His presence with us in every situation, in every circumstance, in our personal and in our national circumstances. May we be zocha meretz Hashem to a Shabbos and to an upcoming month of incredible closeness, incredible love, and incredible connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a wonderful and uplifting Shabbos, a good Shabbos.